Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. I'm Tori. You're not. And for some of you, you may actually think that's a bit of a blessing. Welcome to the show. This is Idiot Box Radio. I am the man of a furious rage today. I have to breathe in deeply, yet I need to cut it out because that's my shtick when it comes to this particular show. You can find the website at idiotboxradio.com. You can email me at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. You can look up the Idiot Box Radio podcast on Apple Podcasts. And that's where you can leave me a fucking massive, beautiful 5-star review if it so takes your fancy. And if I can see that review, I'll read it on the show by way of thanking you. That might be a bribe. Self-righteous anger, furious rage. We all grow up at some point. Sometimes if you're me though, you don't. But that is neither here nor there when it comes to the overwhelming thing that is life. At times we need to fly the nest and just move on. Now, not all of us seem to be able to do that. And I'm really, I can't believe my war on all things wrong has now flown the confines of Australia. It's flown the coop. It went to England, it had a sniff around, and then it flew straight over to California, my spiritual homeland, if you would like to call it that. I've always thought if I won enough money, I would like to live in Malibu. Now, that may not be a really nice place to be, but when I drove through, I was suitably impressed. That aside, that is not the point I'm trying to make. Growing up is the point. It's growing pains, growing up, basically getting on with fucking life without complaint. Now, I hate to say this because I fight for the little man, the go-getter. You know, the guy who fucking wakes up in the morning, puts on his black t-shirt and black denim shorts, and spends 8.5 hours of the day selling shit in a retail store. I am the defender of that person. I just describe myself. But in any case, I can't believe this fight goes to such a high level. It's Tory versus none other than fucking English royalty. You heard that correctly. My fight that I'm taking to the streets is against none other than fucking Prince Harry. Everyone's favorite fucking ranger, mine included, except for Horatio Kane. And if you need to know who Horatio is, then look no further than CSI Miami, all right? He's my favorite ranger when it comes to celebrities, but I know that Prince Harry has a fucking devil-may-care little twinkle to his eye that most of us find utterly endearing. Now, recently, if you've had your head buried in the sand, he married a fucking Hollywood soap star actress by the name of Meghan Markle, and I think he did a little while ago. Normally, I'm not interested in what celebrities do for the most part, unless it's Nicolas Cage, in which case I am either reporting on it immediately, looking at it going, good on you, Nikki, wedding number 5. If it's Nicolas Cage, I'm all over that shit, all right? But royalty, I don't read fucking Woman's Day. I don't care what the royals are doing. But when one of them decides to not be a royal anymore, then bitches about the fucking fallout of that on none other than an Oprah Winfrey interview, it starts to make my blood pressure rise. And when I say blood pressure rise, it is simply because I can tell you right now, whinging and bitching that fucking your father, aka fucking taxi ears, Prince fucking Charles, has cut you off financially and you're bitching and whinging about how hard life is, you're a fucking sook, mate. Now, before you all jump down my throat and go, wait a second, he's everyone's favourite ranger. And if you don't know what a ranger is, I don't know if it's Australian slang, but it's someone with red hair, okay? So everyone's favourite ranger, except for Horatio Kane, of course. And fucking Prince Harry, mate, you're a larrikin. I love you. I was about to give you more compliments, but I'm going to pull back from that a little bit, mate. So the whole news has made this big hurrah about things that are going on that aren't so splendid about their treatment when Meghan joined the royal family. And you know what? I don't know enough about those things to fully comment. So they may have a fucking skerrick of credibility about them that would surely draw crocodile tears from mine eyeballs. But I don't know enough about them. So let's get back to my case in point, why I had to race home from the place that I have to go every day and sell shit, because, you know, even though I am Tory and I'm the man of action, I have to supplement this shit with other shit so as I can do more of this shit. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks, or in this case, fucking gold ones. Prince Harry complains on the Oprah interview that Prince Charles has cut him off financially. And at first you'd think, well, that kind of sucks. Like, imagine if you were like a little kid and, you know, your parents, for some reason, you were naughty, right? And your parents just went to you, you know what, what, fuckface, you fucking world's favourite ranger? You are not going to get any more pocket money up here in this bitch, let me tell you right now. That would hurt. You'd be going to school, going to the canteen, seeing other kids, buying their flavoured fucking milk, and you don't have any money to do it because your fucking disapproving parents have said no. So I get it. I can even understand if you were like a young couple, newly in love. One of your sets of parents has got a little bit of money, and in the past they've helped you out a bit. Probably unfortunately, because it doesn't teach you the value of a dollar, would it really, if someone bailed you out constantly? Like, for example, if you had a wedding that cost $51 million fucking dollars that your parents paid for. Now, don't go into that with me, okay? I said parents, yes. Unfortunately, Prince Harry's mother was Princess Diana, who is sadly RIP. I'm going to get to that in a moment. No one wants to lose a mum, and I'm not making this show up about that. What gets my goat is this fucking spoiled brat hopped on fucking national TV. You've got to remember that this prick is fucking a grown ass man who has been given the very best his entire fucking life. Like, he's probably got a fucking RedTube subscription. He's got his Brazzers subscription. He's got his fucking XXXvideos.com subscription. He probably doesn't have to sit through an ad for porn before he watches his porn. Not like the rest of us fucking schmucks. His would be the premium fucking ponytailed, knee-high wearing sock schoolgirl porn. Not saying they're really schoolgirls, but you know what I'm saying. The creme de la creme of porn models that only the royalty and celebrities probably get to gaze upon getting their butts pounded out. I'm just saying. Daddy's cut it off. Not his cock, but his ability to get fucking free money. And at the end of the day, guys, that's what it boils down to. It boils down to your ability to have daddy fucking supply you with free money. Just fucking think about that. Free money. Free. Now, when fucking these two fucking lovebirds got married, they even got given a fucking palatial house that was fully done up by the Crown, the firm as they're called over in England. It was done up for them. They didn't have to do anything. The fucking place was done up. Dad gives them about $4 point something million a year just because he goes, hey, Dad, can you loan us some money? But at the same time, you've got to fucking reckon on this. Megan was doing a good job as an actress in the job that she had. She was already worth several million. Now, when the unfortunate bequeathing of the money from Princess Diana's estate, that was worth several million also. That was then invested by people who look after the royal family's funds to the point it was then worth about $36 million. Now, I think I'm talking Australian dollars, and I say think because I read this news article, became inflamed and incensed, and now I'm reporting back to you. Don't fucking cry me a river. Daddy's cut me off. Daddy probably still loves you, but he's sick of you being a fucking royal scab, sir. Free money, guys. Dad, can I have some money to go down to the pub? Sure thing, son. Will $51 million be enough for you to go and get your drink on with some friends for a while? Now, bear in mind that the kid crying poor already is worth about $30 to $40 million. For the average person, that's enough money for you to live your entire life in peace and harmony. Pass it down to your kids, your kids, your kids, their kids, the kids, the kids, the kids. In fact, let me make it more than clear. As clear as a fucking window, okay, in Amsterdam. That's enough money that if it's invested properly, and the people who receive the money invest it properly and live modestly but with enjoyment, wanting for nothing, that family line would never have to work again. Never have to fucking work again. That is bullshit, crazy kind of money that the only way you can fuck it up is by being a greedy fucking cunt. So, daddy cut me off because I'm a greedy cunt. A cunt. A greedy fucking cunt. Most of us are looking at the rest of the interview going, it was so hard for them. But all I'm boiling down to is daddy cut me off. Daddy cut me off from the $4 million a year free money that I've become fucking used to. You spoiled fucking brat. You've got money out the wazoo. You've got nothing to bitch about. In fact, it sounds as though through some fucking hidden hedge fund, you bought a fucking $20-odd million estate that you lived in and still do in America near my spiritual homeland. So get off your high horse. Daddy didn't cut you off from fucking daddy's love. Daddy cut you off from being a fucking spoiled brat scabby cunt. I would love to know your thoughts on that, guys. I'm just putting it out there. It gobsmacks me that someone would have the fucking audacity to claim financial hardship when they're worth so many millions of fucking dollars in the first place. That is so narcissistic that my fucking head exploded. And as I like this ranger, I want him to pull his fucking head in and realize just how good he's fucking got it for himself. He's fucking banging the back out of an attractive American actress who is good enough to get good roles and make even more money. He's got the charming smile and the receding hairline of the fucking royal family. I can never remember what their real surnames are because they adopted names. Though recently they did show Queen Elizabeth as a child being taught how to do a Nazi salute. That's a story for another time. But Harry, mate, son, Chappie, you are younger than me, so fucking listen to the old man of action, because yay verily, I am still salting my fruit. After all this time, I'm salting fruit, I'm painting pictures, and I want you to get to the point. You've got enough money for you and your line to never have to work again. Stop your fucking bitching, son. Idiot Box Radio out.